his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came.
Welcome everybody and happy Wednesday. Hope your week is going well. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a packed show for everybody this afternoon. So I'm not going to give you the usual rundown of our lineup. You're just going to have to stay tuned for the whole thing. Lots of terrific guests, lots of very, very timely conversations. Today is the first day of early voting for the April 1st general election here in the state of Wisconsin, where we will elect our next state Supreme Court justice, as well as the state's next superintendent of public instruction. Today, we're going to begin our show by focusing on that state Supreme Court race. On the ballot, in many ways, shapes, and forms, you could say that you may be casting a vote for fair legislative maps. Do we want legislators that choose their voters, or do we want voters to choose their legislators? Do we want to encourage collaboration across the aisle? But what most voters are looking to on this April 1st ballot is the fact that women's reproductive freedoms, and in fact, healthcare freedoms writ large for all of us, may be on the ballot. My next two guests are here to talk about exactly that. My first guest, you've heard her here before on The Maggie Dawn Show. She's Minnie Timuraju. She is the Executive Director of Reproductive Freedom for All, formerly known as NARAL Pro-Choice America. As well as we've got another very special guest with us, Amanda Zarowski. She's got quite a personal story about the costs of draconian restrictions on our most fundamental liberties. Amanda and Minnie, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time. You ladies are very busy today. Minnie, I want to start with you. You're between rallies. Tell us what's going on today and why Reproductive Freedom for All is involved in these rallies this afternoon.
Well, it's so great to be back with you, Maggie, and hello to all your listeners who I know are so committed to understanding their civic duty in the state. Today is the first day of early vote, and as you mentioned, we've got this critical state Supreme Court race. Susan Crawford is the candidate we're here to back because of the fact that, you know, reproductive freedom is still up for grabs in the state, and we need a judiciary that's going to, you know, interpret the law accurately and fairly and equitably. We have 85,000 members in the state. They have been activated on this campaign. And we are really concerned about the threat of Elon Musk-backed candidate. A lot of, billionaire Trump allies dumping resources in the state to push a very extremist anti-abortion radical to your state Supreme Court, flying in the face of what we know Wisconsinites want and what Wisconsinites have been fighting for, which is reproductive freedom. And listen, you know better than anyone in the country how to elect fair judges. You did it before with Judge Janet Protasiewicz. So we're here to support our local leaders and our members in the state to get this done again, to protect our rights and our freedoms in the state.
Minnie, a quick follow-up to that, and then I want to turn to you, Amanda. When I have talked to voters across the spectrum, but especially conservative voters, what I hear from them when I say Elon Musk is dumping somewhere north of 11 million, and this was as of like a couple weeks ago when I tried to track down all the dollar figures, north of 11 million, he is by scale the single largest donor probably in American history for a single judicial election in this country. They often come back to me with, but what about George Soros? Many thought I'd give you a chance to respond to that.
That's a great, thank you for giving me that chance. A couple of things. When Donald Trump ran for president, he made the point, frankly, to deflect on his own role in overturning Roe v. Wade, that he wanted to leave abortion rights and reproductive freedom up to the states. Leave it to the states was his commitment. Elon Musk is a Donald Trump ally of the highest order. He is, some would say, the shadow president of the United States, and he is dumping $11 million of his own funds into Wisconsin to influence the Supreme Court case to do the exact opposite of what Donald Trump campaigned on, which is leave to the states. Outside money to that, you know, that number coming into the state is outrageous. I cannot speak to outside spending by Democratic aligned donors. But I will say this, those of us who are activated and working in this state, we have local ties. We are working with our membership in the state. We are here fighting for what we know Wisconsinites want, and it is a grassroots movement. And that is the big difference between our side and theirs. Their side is full of dark money and extremist activists who do not stand with folks in Wisconsin. The majority of Wisconsinites support reproductive freedom, and our side is being fueled by a grassroots army of activists in the state who want to see Elon Musk and Donald Trump staying out of their business. All eyes on Wisconsin and what we can do to protect our rights here.
Folks, that's Minnie Timuraju, the Executive Director of Reproductive Freedom for All. Today, to start off the show, we're celebrating the first day of early voting here in Wisconsin. Of course, this Supreme Court election is in many ways a choice of reproductive freedom for all, healthcare freedom for all, or the draconian alternative. My next guest, Amanda Zarowski, knows those risks personally. Welcome to the show, Amanda. You've testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. You brought a lawsuit against the state of Texas for the ordeal that you and your family had to go through when you had a pregnancy that was threatened and you were forced into an absolutely impossible set of decisions when you were still in Texas. Tell us about it, Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and for bringing me together with my good friend Minnie here. It's great to be reunited and love Wisconsin, so we're glad to be here. Hello to all of your listeners. So it's interesting, you know, you said I've been speaking out about a set of impossible choices, but actually what happened to me was the lack of choice.
Lack of choice.
I live in Austin, Texas, and Texas has one of the cruelest abortion bans in the country. It's a near total ban, one of the exceptions being life of the mother. And in 2022, I was 18 weeks pregnant with a baby that my husband and I wanted very, very much. And unfortunately, at 18 weeks, I miscarried. And it was the same week that the trigger ban in Texas went into effect. And so what that meant was my doctor could not induce labor because the baby's heart was still beating. So it would have been considered an abortion, which is now illegal. So I had to wait until I met the medical exception, which is life of the mother. So what happened to me was I didn't have a choice other than to sit around and wait until I was on death's door, which happened 3 days later when I went into septic shock, which nearly killed me twice and left me in the hospital for about a week and permanently compromised my fertility as a result of what I went through. So this is a story I've been sharing widely for, you know, over 2 years now. Just spreading awareness of what it means to live in a state with these kinds of bans and what it means to live in a state with people on the bench who do not support a woman's right to choose or her own bodily autonomy.
Amanda, what's your message to the voters in the state of Wisconsin for women in Wisconsin and men, you know, who might love a woman or care about women or have a daughter? What do you want them to know about the stakes of this election on April 1st?
You know, I am really excited for the voters of Wisconsin because they have the opportunity here to really cement into history what we already know, which is that most Americans, most Wisconsinites support reproductive freedom. And they have a chance to cement that here in this election. And I think in doing so, not only will it make life better and safer for folks in Wisconsin, but it's going to be a real beacon of hope for the rest of the country. And I'm really, really excited about that and looking forward to April 1st.
Folks, that's Amanda Zarowski. She is probably best known, you may recall Amanda, from her sharing of her story, as she did this afternoon with each and every one of you, about how the state of Texas stripped her of choice and forced her to place her own life at risk, as well as her fertility, because of Texas's draconian abortion ban. We have our own pseudo version of that here in Wisconsin. It is as if that choice, that question about whether or not we believe in healthcare freedom for all, reproductive freedom for all, is on the ballot. It's as good as on the ballot on April 1st. Minnie, we got a little bit of time left before we have to take care of a little bit of business. Minnie, when we look at this race in the broader national political context, how important is this? Is it being seen as sort of a litmus test for the popularity of Donald Trump's first few weeks as president? Is it being seen as a referendum on whether or not people are okay with an unaccountable billionaire overlord dismantling the systems that so many of us rely upon?
Yeah, you know, look, our interest in this race and our reason for being here is to protect abortion rights. But like, I do think you raised two very good points. I think, you know, again, when you have a president who campaigned on leaving something to the citizens of the states, and then you have a billionaire activist who is allied with him dumping resources into a race to influence the race, you have to question whether or not this is a referendum on that president and his allies. It's an obvious question that you're asking. I think what we've seen, I'll go back to 2023, before the 2024 presidential, where we had, you know, the Virginia legislature, for example, up in play and around the same issue of abortion rights. And then last year, we had 7 out of 10 ballot measures on abortion resoundingly pass. 8, if you count the fact that Florida's passed by 57% when the threshold was 60%. You've seen a clear support for abortion rights in this country. I think that's what this is a referendum on. But gosh, I really do hope it repudiates outside influence meddling in the way that we're seeing with Musk.
Yeah, indeed. Money is not speech. Corporations are not people. And we women and people of Wisconsin deserve reproductive freedom. We're going to have more with Minnie Timiraju and Amanda Zaroski after these brief messages. Don't go anywhere. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
One burning to flame.